This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey, Clitorati, boy, do we have a special gift for you. If you didn't see our special announcement already, we are giving away our 21-day self-worth reset for free to our fabulous listeners. That's right. We want to give you the gift of resetting your foundation to start off 2024 with all the tools that you need to make it your best year yet. And we're giving it to you for free because we love you. So head on over to pleasurepositiveliving.com/2024 for more details and join us live in the revolution of self-worth.
You deserve it. Your pleasure is worth it. And today's lesson, we will be focusing on acknowledgement.
So acknowledgement is one of our favorite things, right? We do it with our participants in our course. Oh, and a lot of people can be really uncomfortable with acknowledgement, right? We are givers, we do everything, but we don't want anyone to acknowledge us for anything that we do. Or we're the type of person that loves acknowledgement. Like for me, my love language is words of affirmation. So when people acknowledge me, I just melt. So acknowledgement is a very powerful tool. And there's really a couple different ways that you can play with it. And the thing that happens when you play with acknowledgement is you start to radiate, whether you're giving it or truly receiving it, right? There's a difference between like kind of receiving a compliment. Like how many of you have been out there and someone's like, oh, you look beautiful. And you're like, oh, I bought it at Target.
Totally.
No, it was on sale. Versus really letting it in and truly looking the person in the eyes and saying, thank you. I have to tell you a story. So I did a seminar one time and the course leader was just incredible. And I went up to her at the end of the seminar and I was pretty young. I was in my early 20s and my parents were there and I was so excited to introduce my parents to her. I'll never forget, her name was Maria. And I went up and I said, Maria, these are my parents. And thank you so much. You changed my life this weekend. And what she did in that moment is she got super present to me. And she said, no, thank you. The type of person you are to be here this weekend and to bring your parents makes you truly extraordinary. I was trying to give her a compliment and she literally changed my life with how present she was with me. And I promised myself as a musician, that's how I would be after every show. Because I used to be the type of person that would, oh yeah, no, that's not my favorite song. I didn't perform it that well. When someone gives you a compliment and you don't actually receive it, it is a disservice to that other person. So two of my favorite practices, one is receiving. When someone tells you that you're amazing, pause and really take it in. You're amazing. You're amazing for listening to this podcast. It really takes someone to listen to a podcast called Clit Talk. It means that you are somebody who is inside of a conversation that is on the edge and that you have courage and that you're willing to be vulnerable. And yes, you, I'm talking to you. So receiving, when you truly receive, you can change someone's life. That's one way to play the acknowledgement game. The other is to really get that we have the power to shift an environment, right? If you play the acknowledgement game, maybe it's with your partner in bed. I love to play this with my partner. I acknowledge you, Ryan, for being 6'4" and making me feel tiny. And then he acknowledges me for something and you can go back and forth. And it's even when he is in the grumpiest state possible, he can't help himself but smile when I start to authentically acknowledge him for the things that I appreciate about him.
That is so something beautiful.
Yeah, it's something you can do around the holidays, around the table. Have everyone go around and acknowledge the person to their left or their right and really have people take it in. It is such a powerful tool. So if you're ready to live in the vibration of radiance, first of all, take an acknowledgement, and second of all, create an environment where acknowledgement is possible, and you will be unbelievably blown away by what is possible inside of that space.
I have like a really inappropriate comment to make, and I feel like I can't say it because of how beautiful that was.
Please. Please.
So at the orgy that I went to recently, one of my friends was like, gosh, Madison, you have such great boobs. And I guess I was just wanting a little more creativity. So my response was so sassy, but so earnest. I was like, oh, I know, right?
But that's good though,
but
right?
But it kind of like worked. I was like, I know, right? And then he was like, yeah. And like, yeah, for saying that. And I was like, because I feel like sometimes we do downplay it and we're like, oh no, I feel like, you know, when someone's like, oh, I love your dress. And you're like, oh, this thing, it was on sale. It's like, mm-hmm. Well, why don't we agree with people when people are like, you're fucking hilarious. Why don't we say, I know, right? You know, so.
Well, if you really let it in, but that's actually beautiful, Madison, right? Like somebody really felt that your breasts were beautiful and so much to the point that they had to verbalize it. Like that's really, truly powerful.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, like the old me pre-clit talk would have been triggered like for like almost like, oh, that's all you see. You know, but the me now, like I really get who people are inside of their sexuality, and we really just all want to love each other. So it wasn't like a rude comment that a horny guy friend was making. It really was like, wow, the only thing I can think to say to you right now is like, your boobs are so beautiful. And so the way I played with it was like, yeah, it was a new space for me to be like, yeah, I know, right? And I felt like I got like, I had some power in that moment, you know? It was like I reclaimed.
So let me ask you this. Mm. So you're obviously in a very unique situation. You have created this space where sexuality is open. Like if some random guy comes up to you on the street and says, your breasts are beautiful, like that's a different situation. But you were in a very unique orgy type situation.
Yeah.
But I think anyone can relate to when I think it's clear in your sharing that this person shared it to you from a space of really authenticity. Like, how did it make you feel?
Well, I guess, you know, I felt appreciated. Appreciated.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect. And that's really the secret of acknowledgement is like allowing yourself to be appreciated and appreciating others. There is so much magic inside of appreciation. Magic.
I have a question though. Did you call me Madison? Because I thought that we were going to refer to me as the Clitmas tree.
I so apologize, Clitmas tree. I'm so sorry.
I don't know how I feel about it. and it's a hood too. So I am the clit today.
You are the clit.
You really are.
You really are.
Is there a third acknowledgement tactic? Like a third acknowledgement strategy? Like there actually asking to be acknowledged? Like what you want to be acknowledged? That's my favorite one. Asking for what you want to be acknowledged for. Like I'll be in a pissy mood and be like, and realize, oh, I just need to be acknowledged. You can actually, we do this in our master class.
Yeah.
I think we do it in our 5-day too. We pair people up and we actually, this is a hard one for some people because giving acknowledgement, like giving to people, for me at least, is a lot easier than receiving, like we've talked about. So actually asking for what you want to receive is like next level, I feel like. And you can actually ask someone what they'd like to be acknowledged for, and then you can ask them to acknowledge you for what you want to be acknowledged for. And being able to actually be present and receive that, like we've talked about in this episode so far, is super powerful and can really shift environments, not just for other people, but for you. So, you know, there's something that you want to hear, like authentic, you can ask for it.
Yeah. That one's a really powerful one. Because oftentimes we want to be right about how we're right, that like no one sees who we are and no one gets us. We are so much more committed to being right about that than like taking a breath, pausing and being like, I want to be acknowledged for taking how I took care of everyone in the family this week and actually just leaning into a request that's like, hey, partner or child or friend or roommate, you take a moment and be with me and acknowledge me for how I took care of everyone this week. It's like, for some reason, even though that's simpler, it's harder to do and it's easier to be right.
Yeah. It's easier to be resentful and right about like all the work you put in and that you were unnoticed.
Right.
So if you're feeling that way, which happens for me a lot around the holidays, I feel like I'm kind of running around like trying to make it all special for everyone. And because that brings me a lot of joy and it's also a lot of work, you know? So being acknowledged for it is makes a huge difference.
And there's also something around this, right? So it's like, you're running around making the holidays special, Katie, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe the people in your family are receptive to this conversation. Maybe they're not. But right. that's why creating a sex positive goddess circle around you is so important, because I know you and I have both called each other during the holidays before and been like, I need to be acknowledged for this. Like the person doesn't have to be present, but if you can create this with a friend that you trust, it doesn't have to be the people that you're doing it for.
Right.
It can be a trusted friend where you and that friend have an agreement to acknowledge each other and really like clear each other and be there for each other in that way. It's just as powerful.
It's so powerful. And even if you have family members, because I'm hosting this year, and if I ask my sister who's coming what she would like to be acknowledged for,
it might be too much.
Like, can you imagine the amount of love that could be present there if she actually like said what she wanted to be acknowledged for?
I can't even imagine. Okay, you got to do it.
I know.
You got to do it and come back and share. All right.
I will.
It's powerful. So
it's powerful stuff.
So this holiday season, the final episode of the holiday reboot, for those of you who've listened to all the episodes, thank you. Who you are is someone who's committed to changing the world. Because those people who put their pleasure first are like leaders in this global conversation of world peace. That is what we feel on Clit Talk. And we really acknowledge you for it. We hope that the holiday reboot made a difference for you. And we love you. And please write in to us. We read every single email. We respond to everybody. And we want to know how this made a difference for you.
And we want to know your Clitmas miracle that you caused from listening to all these holiday reboots.
We love you. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.